Good morning, everyone. I'm Li Ming Lai from South Dakota State University. I am a PhD student. His secretary and author is my advisor, Dr. Sandeep Kumar. Today, our talk about is evaluating the impact of the landscape positions and nitrogen rates on deserved organic carbon and switchgrass land ceded to marginally yielding cropland. Outline is an introduction, objectives, date and method, result, conclusions, acknowledgement, reference. DOC means dissolved organic carbon. DOC leaching plays an important role in impacting environment. DOC leaching in soil is a source of the carbon in the lakes and the rivers. It is potentially an important way to sequester carbon. Another way can this manipulate the CO2 to atmosphere. So this DOC leaching is a very important process. The effect is a carbon stabilization in soil crumbles. Another way you can say switchgrass. Switchgrass is a perennial C4 grass native to North America. It is a renewable energy source identified by the U.S. government in 1985. So many studies focus on switchgrass, but little is known impact of the landscape positions and nitrogen fertilizer rates on DOC leaching content in switchgrass field in South Dakota. So our objectives are evaluate the effects of different nitrogen ratio and landscape positions on DOC leaching content in switchgrass land in South Dakota, and analyze relationships between DOC leaching content and temporal variability, switchgrass yield, or climate changes. Our start site near is Bristol, South Dakota. The map of South Dakota shows the Bristol here. This picture shows all the switchgrass land. You can see this switchgrass is not flagged, it is slow. So we choose these three positions. Shoulder, back slope, and foot slope, and major DOC leaching content. Another treatment is the enrich, is the lower, is the no nitrogen fertilizer. Medium and higher is the application of fertilizer. The soil is dominated by loam soil. Switchgrass was planted on May 17, 2008. Water samples that leaching from soil were collected using suction light sensor instead at 1 meter depth. And we have totally 36 positions in switchgrass field. The picture is one suction light sensor. This map shows these 36 positions. We measure the DOC content. But it's the statistical method. First, And comparison of the difference of dual solution content among these different treatments were obtained using the all pairwise difference method to compare least square means, LS means, estimated by the mixed model using SAS. Second, correlation analysis was conducted using SAS based on Pearson correlation coefficients. Third, trend test. Trend test use the R program based on Mankendo method with slope estimated by standard estimator. Our result one is IS means of dual solution contained from surgical field with landscape position and rates. It's based on this result, we can know it's different positions there, DOC content is significantly different among its three positions. But and ratio is significantly different among its three ratios. This important. But this result two, a trend test result. Trend result here, you can know the p-value. A p-value is greater than 0.05. That means it's trend means a trend over time. Trend means the DOC. Relationship between DOC content and time. So this relationship, trend is not significant. So this plot shows the same result. About is R. Is Pearson correlation coefficients. And it's the T max, it means it's a maximum temperature. There is a weak relationship between temperature and DOC content. But there are strong relationship between precipitation and DOC content. If the R is higher, for the switchgrass yield, it's a positive relationship between DOC content and yield. We checked this relationship. We know this R, we can know this linear relationship. We can use this R, know this relationship is strong or weak. But for here, for this relationship between shoe DOC and the temperature, is not linear. It's a curve. It's a curve relationship. It's a curve. But this plot is here. It's the relationship between DOC at shoulder and precipitation. This relationship not linear, is a curve. For this curve, it's increased. Here, this curve is decreased. So, conclusion first, landscape position and ratio effect is significantly DOC leaching content in the switchgrass field. Second, the trend of DOC leaching content were not significant. Third, there was a high positive correlation between precipitation and DOC leaching content. Switchgrass yield have a positive correlation with DOC leaching content to some extent. Temperature and DOC leaching content have a weak relationship. Future work is to assess long-term impact of this factor until seed teaching continues in switchgrass field. I would like to thank Mr. Jerry Ritsu, who has provided us with his switchgrass land for this research since 2008. I thank my co-workers, thank the chemistry lab and Department of Plant Science at CSU. This study was supported by a grant provided by the USDOE Bioenergy. My references, thank you so much. Any questions?
We do have a few time for questions.
Right.
Does it really need the nitrogen? How much nitrogen does switchgrass need in the kind of soil? This we use is the nitrogen in June, every June each year.
We just said this design. For switchgrass, it's a perennial, it's a grass. You don't need nitrogen fertilizer. But for our study, we talk with the farmer. We want to use the different treatment and get our sample, which are data, then for my study. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.